You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March the 19th, 2020, earlier today, President Trump said, we had to remove every barrier, or a lot of barriers, that were unnecessary, and we've done that to get rapid deployment of safe, effective treatments, and we think we have some good answers. And with that, he said, we're going to start opening up pharmaceuticals that were no longer, or were never intended to treat coronavirus. We're going to relabel them, say they can be used, and let the physicians, the patients, make their own decisions. Good. In the meantime, the Dow Jones, as you heard a moment ago, is up about 250-plus points. Here's the situation. If the Dow is down at least 166 points at the close of trading today, that would erase the entirety of the once sizable increase since Trump sworn into office January 30th, 2017. We're back above 20,000. We'll probably stay there. I don't think we're going to drop all the way another 166 below what we had yesterday, plus where we are now. But we do know, according to J.P. Morgan, what we're going to see is a tougher time than what we saw in 2008 with that financial crisis, a contraction. Jobs shut down, businesses closed, industries reduced dramatically, folks out of work, a new number of jobless claims out, 281,000, a substantial number. But the plus side of it is, this is not due to the economic factors we saw in 2008, bad loans, stuff of that nature. This is a disease which we're getting control of. And once we do and we have folks back at work, we will, should see a rebound. In fact, some are predicting you'll see an immediate 6 to 8% rebound. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin saying, I want to get payments to American families as soon as I can by any way possible. He said, I would refer to it as checks in the mail, but it's really money directly deposited to their accounts. He said, as soon as Congress signs off on this stimulus package, that begins with $250 billion being spent for Americans and their pay, he said, we'll deliver another amount of money past that. But it will begin with that in 3 weeks, a family of four could get a check for $3,000. That would include businesses and folks that have been without a job, even if it's their own private business and or they were working for someone. In the meantime, Ford, General Motors, Fiat Chrysler, closing all factories in the U.S., trying to protect their workers. The Pentagon deploying two 1,000-bed hospital ships at the direction of the president to help. One of them be positioned off New York to provide additional hospital beds as New York is being pushed to the limit with the coronavirus. Another one will be off the coast of California. Not sure where yet, but that's what the president is doing to make sure there's additional help for Americans. By the way, the German Chancellor Merkel, in her first unscheduled national broadcast, has said the outbreak in her country is creating the most serious situation her country has faced since the Second World War. Out of California, Governor Newsom said, my state's prepared for the possibility of declaring martial law, if we have to stop the spread of the coronavirus. And, of course, if you have a private jet, are you going to go public or are you going to fly private? Well, of course you'll fly private. Why wouldn't you? And those with private jets, they're getting the hell out of Dodge, going where they want to their ski chalet or wherever, far, far away from any coronavirus, and they had the money and they can do it. Good for them. those spring breakers down in Florida. Governor DeSantis says party's over. All beaches in Florida now closed. Pictures coming out yesterday of all these kids dancing, drinking, doing their normal spring break on the beach. Kids doing what kids would do, thinking they're immortal, not really caring. The governor says, enough. Our beaches are closed, all of them. And he said, with the bars closed, you might as well go home. This is going to be a spring break. This is going to be a spring break. Many of these kids are going to remember. And in the future, will tell their grandchildren. And the grandchildren will look at them and say, no, no way. They shut down all the parties? No. That's kind of rad.
Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
COVID-19, coronavirus, is real. But despite all the hype, the fake news, there's no need to panic. Still, you want your environment safe for customers, employees, family. What can be done? How much would it cost? Who to trust? I can tell you, Wellington Environmental. Wellington Environmental would determine the best way to protect against COVID-19. Wellington Environmental can do it at a very reasonable cost. When it comes to trust, for more than 30 years, Wellington Environmental has been working with hospitals, nursing homes, universities, schools, even private homes. You don't last more than 30 years if you're not doing an excellent job. COVID-19 is a new health concern, but Wellington Environmental has the experience to give you peace of mind. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China.
A lot of people say it's racist.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. It comes from China.
It's as simple as that, you airhead reporter. That was in the news conference yesterday. This one reporter decided, I guess, to make a name for herself. But I'm not going to share her name. I don't even know who she's with. I don't really care. But why do you keep calling it the Chinese virus? Your own health supervisor or whatever, Azar, whatever title they've given him, he said, I don't use it because it's not ethnicity. The president's not saying it because of ethnicity. Boy, I can't. Fighting a cold. No, it's not coronavirus. Just fighting a little allergy. Don't want to frighten everyone. Plus, you can't get it through the airwaves that we know of. Anyway, I hope I didn't lose a big part of the audience in. No, keep the radio on. You're not going to get it from me via the airwaves. Now, and I don't have it. Gee, how did I get down that rabbit hole? Anyway, the bottom line is, she's saying your own director of health is saying, well, I don't call it that way because it's nothing to do with their ethnicity. The president wasn't saying that either. He was talking about origin. Origin. Where are the Chinese, by the way? Oh, in China. That would be in China. We're Americans. Of course, we're all over the globe, but I mean, essentially, in the U.S. of A. And the president continues to unapologetically use that phrase, and I'm glad, because it's again an attack upon him. That's all it is, part of the resist movement, attack him, make him look like he's a racist, and everybody ganging up because he uses that term. I'm taking slowing down here a moment, taking a breath before I start saying things that maybe I'd get cut off the air for. Maybe the best thing is for you to let you hear again the reporter asking the question and a little bit longer response from the president. This will buy me a little time to chill out, but here we go.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China.
Racist.
It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. Comes from China. I want to be accurate. Yeah, please, John. Please.
I have great love
for all of the people from our country. But as you know, China tried to say at one point, maybe they stopped now, that it was caused by American soldiers. That can't happen. It's not going to happen. Not as long as I'm president. It comes from China.
I love it. Comes from China. China. Oh, and the point he raised about China trying to put the blame on U.S. soldiers, yeah, I'm going to come back and address that in a moment and share part of an opinion piece written by Mark Thiessen for the Washington Post. But this is, again, part of the culture of politically correct. And if the president doesn't say it the way they think he should say it, it's politically incorrect. And they think he's using that terminology just to go ahead and diminish and attack China. Well, on one hand, I'd say go ahead, because the way China handled it in the beginning, lying to the world, saying it was not that infectious, making everybody believe it only came from some bat or snake they were eating at this area, not telling everyone that it could be transmitted person to person, even to the extent they got the World Health Organization to join in with them and say, yeah, it can't be transmitted person to person. In January, that announcement came out when they'd been dealing with it since late November, and they knew better. Now, I'll come back to that in a moment, but the whole idea here is just, again, the continuing resist attack against the president. But before we finish this hour, I promise you, I'm going to let you hear from one of the most outspoken Democrats. And this guy is saying President Trump is doing everything right. Well, let me put it this way. He's on record as saying it, on video and audio tape as saying it. But right now, I wonder how many phone calls and threatening messages and hate mail he's getting from members of his own party. He's a white guy. Maybe they can say he's not woke. I don't know. I don't know what they'll end up saying about him. But what he says is what we need to be hearing in this country, especially at this point, instead of constantly attacking and looking for reasons to attack the president or even the first lady. And here's another example. This is how far we've gotten with the attack issue. There's a CNN guest, Rick Wilson, used to be a GOP strategist. He has never been a Trump supporter, and he's often making stupid remarks just because he can, and he knows they love me at CNN because I was a Republican strategist, and because they can put under my name former Republican strategist, it makes CNN look fair, and it's not. And they love it when I do something to mock or attack President Trump and his supporters. He was one of the ones recently that got in that thing with Don Lemon Fruitcake. And I need to take a moment and state again, because someone raised the question the other day. In fact, one of my daughters did. Why do you call him Don Lemon Fruitcake? Are you talking about his homosexuality? No, dear, I'm not. I don't care about his homosexuality or his preferences. I don't care. I call him Fruitcake because he's nutty. Don Lemon Fruitcake, that's why I call him that. Anyway, so Don Lemon Fruitcake, along with Rick Wilson and some other guests, they were the ones who got in that laughing episode not too long ago about how Trump supporters can't even find the things on a map. You got all these squiggly lines on a map Mocking you, just flat mocking you. With that in mind, Rick Wilson fires another volley, this time attacking the First Lady. The White House announced yesterday that the First Lady, Melania Trump, along with several members of the Coronavirus Task Force, will be appearing in a series of public service announcements to address the important ways you can protect yourself. And protect yourself and those at risk. As a result of that announcement, that what she's going to be doing, Wilson thought it'd be fun to mock her and put hashtag be infected. That's right. Shows a picture of her, puts on a hashtag be infected. I'm glad to tell you the blowback was substantial and not just from the members of the right. Washington Examiner reporter Jerry Dunleavy said, shameful, really shameful stuff here. The Daily Wire's reporter said, this is garbage. You are a grown-ass adult who should know better. And even a former CNN contributor, Steve Cordes, said, Rick Wilson, you're a disgusting creep. A GOP spokeswoman, what's wrong with you? And then a writer for The Hill, Joe Concha, said, this is the most insidious and hateful rhetoric of anyone who exists and political punditry. Rick Wilson wishing coronavirus on Melania Trump. It doesn't matter if the wish is aimed at a first lady or a doctor, a teacher, a policewoman. It is despicable. He deserves no platform. You think CNN will drop him? Don't count on it, because he remains unapologetic. In fact, he responded to someone who asked, what do you mean, insofar as be best? He was referring to Melania Trump's cyberbullying effort to stop bullying and hashtag be best. He said, that's why I decided to do hashtag be infected. He said her online bullying efforts are an absurd contrast to her husband's daily actions. That's how I meant it. This is representing the higher, when they go low, we go higher, that Michelle Obama talked about. And Rick Wilson's just one part of that group that does that. It's not enough to attack on what you consider politically incorrect, as to if we're going to call this the Wuhan virus, Chinese virus, COVID-19. It is all of those. And Chinese virus is reference to origin, not the ethnicity. But then to mock the First Lady and put hashtag be infected. That's supposed to be funny in the left. It's supposed to be. Now again, back to this issue where we began this segment. A reporter in the news conference yesterday was asking the president, let's hear that question again and that short version of it.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China. It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. It comes from China.
I can see him, and I've seen the video, but when he says it that way, it comes from China. I can just see him and his whole facial remark and jutting the chin out comes from China. I think if I'd been in that position, I might have added, you idiot. But the president didn't. He's showing more class than I would have at that point. But I'm looking at a piece written by Mark Thiessen of the Washington Post. And it's titled, This Virus Should Be Forever Linked to the Regime that facilitated its spread. And he's talking about, yeah, hell yeah, call it China. He said, if the regime had taken action as soon as human-to-human transmission was detected, it might have contained the virus and prevented a global pandemic. Instead, Chinese officials punished the doctors for trying to warn the public, suppressed information that might have saved lives. The Times of London reports Chinese doctors who had identified it in early December were placed under a gag order from China's National Health Commission, instructions to stop, test, destroy samples, suppress the news. When they knew in December, their medical workers were getting sick, so they knew it's transmitted person to person. And he points out this is what they do in a totalitarian regime. First they lie to themselves, then they lie to the world. And again, he said, some of his suggested President Trump calling this a Chinese virus is racist. He said that's absurd. MERS is called the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome because that's where it originated, in the Middle East. And he points out what we said earlier. The Chinese regime did for a time and may still be saying the virus surfaced and blaming it on the U.S. Army, saying that we dropped something into their country as a biological weapon. Oh, I got something next second. You got to hear this next one. Please stand by.
You want to look better, stronger, leaner? Visit my trainer, Jamie, and his team at Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. Check it out, redfitnesslounge.com, redfitnesslounge.com.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So as we were discussing in the previous segment, President Trump is not going to back down from calling this the China virus, even though reporters trying to insinuate it's racist, it's xenophobic, you're trying to mock the Chinese. And oh, I got to do it again. Quentin, please play that question and answer one more time.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China.
A lot of people say it's racist.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. It comes from China.
And you heard her say, thousands of Chinese in this country feel like you're attacking them. And I saw a report the other day that folks weren't going into Chinese restaurants because of the China. Are you kidding me? Everybody I know is still going to Chinese restaurants, loves Chinese food, loves Asian people and their food and their culture. They're making it up. Which brings me to another reporter that claimed that in a tweet, an unnamed White House official, and this reporter is, I'm going to say her name is Jian. I could be wrong. It's Chinese possibly. I assume it probably is. But either way, she said the White House official, unnamed, called the virus the Kung Flu. Kung Flu. Well, when she did that, the exchange from the president was, will you repeat that again? And then he said, well, who said that? Well, I didn't get a name. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway had already been taking a look at that as well, and she said, Kung Flu? Who said it? Oh, I didn't get a name. Tell us. So the reporter's saying, no, well, I didn't get a name. You know what? She made, in my opinion, she lied. She made it up. She thought it'd be a cute little thing, get her some additional coverage. She thought it would be kind of fun to blame someone in the White House for saying Kung Flu. It didn't happen. Not in my opinion, it didn't. But what did happen is also hard to believe here with Minnesota Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, one of the biggest critics of President Trump. There was a writer for The Intercept who said Trump suspending mortgage foreclosures, demanding cash payments to Americans, now invoking the Defense Production Act to force private firms to produce needed supplies is incredible. Kind of a shell shock for anyone who reported on any economic policies in the Obama years. That's what the reporter wrote in The Intercept. Congresswoman Omar said, politics aside, this is incredible and the right response in the critical time. She went on to say, this president is doing what we need right now. It's a great start. We should never let politics get in the way of good policy. She is praising President Trump with an incredible response to the pandemic. She's not the only left member that's come out and done that. I kept raising this question repeatedly over the last few days. Where are members of the left to acknowledge that the president's doing things right? Here is Congresswoman Omar. That would have been one of the last ones I would put on that list that would say something good. And when we come back, you're going to hear from the New York Governor Cuomo. And he's also saying great things.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
So you're sitting in your favorite chair, sipping your coffee, and then you see it. What is that? It's moving. It's a bug. You don't care what kind. You just want it out of your house. And that's when you call Rottler Pest Solutions. In no time, Rottler's at your house taking care of that bug and all of his little friends. Now, you might think any pest control company could do the job, but with Rottler, all employees go through extensive background checks, and Rottler is proud to be the first company in Missouri to receive the Quality Pro Green designation. So after Rottler clears your house of any pesky critters, you can return to your favorite chair, back to your cup of coffee. Rottler Pest Solutions, Missouri's largest family-owned pest control company. And even better, they don't just serve the St. Louis area, but Columbia, Kansas City, Springfield, Fairview Heights. Rottler.com. Rottler.com. Rottler.com.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And
this is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
What does government do in this moment? It steps up. It performs. It does what it's supposed to do. It does it better than it's ever done it before. What does government not do? It does not engage in politics or partisanship. Even if you are in the midst of an election season, even if you are at a moment in time in history where you have hyper-partisanship, which we now have.
Those are the words of New York Governor Cuomo, saying you put politics aside. At this time, dealing with the coronavirus for our nation, even if you're in the middle of an election, partisan politics you put aside. I saw these remarks come down, and I thought, did somebody misquote him? I mean, something's got to be wrong. I mean, is he absolutely laying it all out and saying, let's be done with all the partisan bickering and everything and come together as we need to for a nation, which is what we should say. And I have been critical, as you know, repeatedly, asking where is any member of the left, a single member, to stand up and say, this president is doing things right. I didn't like him. I don't like him. Didn't vote for him. Don't want him to stay in office. Think he should be impeached. Think he has no class, so forth and so on. But he's doing the right thing at this moment. I've said and bound hit on that drum repeatedly. And then today, two of them drop right into my lap. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, as I was quoting in the previous segment, saying that Trump is doing the right thing. Governor Cuomo, again, one of the biggest critics of this president, saying he's doing the right thing. I told you yesterday that the Washington Post says there's a Democrat super PAC that plans to spend something like $5 million on digital advertising criticizing President Trump for how he's handling coronavirus. And that it's just one of several groups that plan to devote money and other resources to that type of message. I began this program today telling you about a follower of Larry Connors USA Facebook adding comments saying that Trump has not done anything right yet. He's finally acknowledged that this is a real case and not just fake news. This reader was still believing the story that was circulating that Trump did not think the virus was serious. Well, first of all, the Chinese were saying it's not serious. And they were not acknowledging it could be transmitted person to person, even as members of their lab teams were coming down sick and dying of it. And they convinced the World Health Organization of the same. But when they would not allow us to send in CDC inspectors to see for ourselves, well then, the president took action, said we'll stop all flights coming from China. No more flights from China. No one comes from China without being thoroughly assessed. But what the reader or the writer to my Facebook page and others have been trying to say, Trump was blaming the virus on fake news for a while, not buying it. No, he was blaming the whole thing by the left to use it as another fake charge against him as it came down with the Russian collusion story. And that's what the super PAC is going to try to attack. Say again that Trump has not been doing the right thing. Well, I don't know how that's going to fly now when you've got the New York governor making the remarks he just did. And he said more. Please listen.
I spoke to the president this morning again. He is ready, willing, and able to help. I've been speaking with members of his staff late last night, early this morning. We need their help, especially on the hospital capacity issue. We need FEMA. FEMA has tremendous resources. When I was at HUD, I worked with FEMA. I know what they can do. I know what the Army Corps of Engineers can do. They have a capacity that we simply do not have. I said to the president, who is a New Yorker, who I've known for many, many years, I put my hand out in partnership. I want to work together 100%. I need your help. I want your help. And New Yorkers will do everything they can to be good partners with the federal government.
New York Governor Cuomo. Of course, they're not being great partners with the government when it comes to helping us deal with the illegal immigrants because they're still a sanctuary state and city. But let's just deal with the virus issue right now. And the governor's saying, we need their help. We cannot do this on our own. He said, there are a lot of things we can do as a state government. We have built roads and bridges and so forth, but this we cannot do. And he singled out, as you heard, the need for more hospital beds. To that extent, he was told by President Trump, we will send you one of our hospital ships. The U.S. Mercy, the USS Mercy, and the USS Comfort are being deployed by the Pentagon. Each have a 1,000-bed hospital facility on board. These are the big white ships with red crosses on them. And it appears that the Comfort is the one that's going to head to New York. It's currently in maintenance in Norfolk, Virginia. They're trying to expedite it, but they're going to get it out, but they say it's going to be a little bit longer. The Mercy already on the West Coast, prepared and ready to go much sooner, in days, not weeks. They're going to be used to take non-coronavirus patients to alleviate potential strain on hospital beds in civilian hospitals. And, of course, the Defense Department. 14 labs up and running testing defense personnel for coronavirus. And ready to help New York and others carry out additional tests. This is what we should be doing at this point, working together rather than attacking. And I have high praise for Governor Cuomo taking this approach. Now, maybe he's doing it because he's been criticized recently. Remember when he went to the gym to work out, when all the gyms were supposed to be closed and everybody was being told, don't do it? And he said, well, I'm the governor, I need to stay in shape, and I need to do that. In other words, I'm better than you, and I should be allowed. That's kind of what he's alluding to. Maybe he took attack on that, and he thought, you know what, why am I being attacked? I shouldn't have done it, but why can we not move past it? Well, it begins by the left helping move past it. And I'm going to praise Governor Cuomo. Now, I may come back tomorrow and criticize something else he does, but I'm going to praise him because what I saw and heard, he continued to heap praise upon the president and his team.
I think the president was 100% sincere in saying that he wanted to work together in partnership, in a spirit of cooperation. I can tell you the actions he has taken evidence that. His team has been on it. I know a team when they're on it, and I know a team when they're not on it. His team is on it. They've been responsive late at night, early in the morning, and they've thus far been doing everything that they can do. And I want to say thank you, and I want to say that I appreciate it. And they will have nothing but cooperation and partnership from the state of New York.
Governor Cuomo. Many other Democrats, including the Democrat presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, have been joining the attacks on Trump for his handling of the coronavirus, saying he's not doing enough, waited too late, so forth and so on. Biden even called that when Trump issued that January travel ban on China, remember he said that's hysterical and racist. He criticized the president for doing so. Sanders said that Trump should be replaced by experts and that he should just shut up. That's not what you're hearing from Cuomo in any of this. He's hearing the president and his team are on it. They've been responsive late at night, early in the morning. Thus far, they've been doing everything they can, and I want to say thank you. And yet the attacks continue. Maybe these remarks by Cuomo, maybe they will begin to resonate and have some ripple effect across other leftists. You see, I guess that's where I've been so stymied lately. How can you completely ignore everything he said and what he's done? I've got a couple of other remarks from Cuomo I want you to hear. And we'll take them when we come back from the break. And also, a little girl and the value of prayer in this time of a national, worldwide crisis. Please stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Come to
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This is a character test for all of us individually. It's a character test for us collectively as a society. What did you do at that moment when all around you lost their head? Right? Rudyard Kipling. That is this moment.
Again, the words of New York Governor Cuomo. And I know many of you that Rudyard Kipling, you had to memorize it. At least I did. You had to memorize a whole poem, and it came down to that one thing. What did you do when all about you were losing their head? Again, the New York governor, not just saying a few nice words about President Trump and what he's been doing, but filling him with praise and telling him how much New Yorkers will appreciate it. This is a delicate time in our nation, and it's a divisive time. And we are in the midst of a heated political battle. And there are those who want to use violence to tear the nation apart and use words and slander to attack on both sides. And here's Governor Cuomo saying, that's not who we should be, not at this point, not at this time.
We're not Democrats and we're not Republicans. We are Americans at the end of the day. That's who we are. And that's who we are when we are at our best. So this hypersensitivity about politics and reading every comment and wanting to pit one against the other, there's no time for this. The president is doing the right thing.
The president is doing the right thing. I hope if you know some friends and neighbors and even political enemies who are not aware of this program, that you make note to send them and share on your page or send them to Larry Connors USA Facebook, where this program will be posted here shortly as a podcast, so they can hear it, hear the remarks of Governor Cuomo, and understand that what he's saying is right on target. We are not Democrats. We are not Republicans. We are Americans. In Minnesota, there's a couple children. A mother has four of them, and two of them battle autism. The 7-year-old boy, with his diagnosis, he's been seeing all of this on the news about the virus. And she said he's seeing much of it more than he should and hearing and talking about it, and it's begun to cause fear and panic for him and made him scared. Well, his 6-year-old sister, a year younger, who also battles autism, noticed how he was getting agitated and uptight. And what she did was take his hand, stand in front of him, and say, repeat after me. She used a prayer that she and her family use on a regular basis. 2 Timothy 1:7. And she said, repeat after me, phrase by phrase. But God did not give me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. This is a 6-year-old girl using that scripture to calm her brother. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. The mother says after they did that, they hugged, and everybody said, amen. Then the mother said, you know, while the world is stocking up on toilet paper and mayonnaise, jars of pickles, bottled water. My daughter at 6 realized it's only his faith that's going to help her brother get through this. From the mouth of one child to another. And something we should all hear. God did not give me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. If you're not religious, then let's go back to the words of Governor Cuomo. At this time, where we are in this nation, we are not Democrats, we are not Republicans. We are Americans. That's who we are when we are at our best. As always, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you spreading the word, letting others know we're on the air. This program is picking up listeners left and right because of you, and I thank you. Tomorrow, again, book it.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.